I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. Austin Heroes! And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And Miles, I hate to make a liar out of you. The problem is, you're a goddamn liar. You don't have to wait now. I'm going to tell you what happened to that TV station, because today, we toast KERM Channel 2, Spokane, Washington. Although technically, it's cream. Anyway, on Sunday, 6 o'clock news, meteorologist Michelle Boss, she was giving a weather update, and in case you're wondering, all she wanted to do was predict that it'd be a mild and dry week. However, on the screen behind her, the scene was anything but mild or dry. For a full 13 seconds, which does not sound long, but it is, for a full 13 seconds, a porn video played. Now, they're being real scant with the details. It is impossible to find a clip of this. Like, they pulled everything down. They just say it involves a woman's ass. What that ass was doing, I do not know.
Okay.
If anyone else was manipulating that ass, we don't know. But again, for 13 seconds, as she is delivering the weather, this is playing behind her. The thing that made it more awkward is that neither she nor the main anchor said anything during the entire 13
seconds. Well, it was more accurate than whatever forecast they were willing to put out there.
Oh, I guarantee
it. I know that from this past weekend in Seattle. So whatever they tell you, you can't believe it.
But if you're watching the news, all right, a porn video pops up. Neither anchor says anything. They don't cut away. It just plays. Believe it or not, the police were called. People were so upset about this. And again, I kind of put this on the station. Like, look, as happens, but broadcasting 101, if you're in video and a porn starts playing, cut it. Address it. Move on. They did not say anything until the 11 o'clock broadcast, in which case then they went back and apologized for the 6 o'clock broadcast, but not everyone saw the 6 o'clock broadcast. So now the people that watched the 11 o'clock broadcast, now they're upset over the woman's ass. They didn't even see. The cops got more calls. Believe it or not, there's actually a criminal investigation into this. Because it went for 13 seconds. And they didn't say anything. And the other thing is, the station might actually get fined. This happens rarely, but it does happen. The $325,000 by the FCC.
Damn.
Because they didn't do anything to get rid of it. Right? I mean, things happen. But if you're on TV and porn plays for 13 seconds and you don't say anything, you're standing on screen just staring at the camera, and there's an ass bouncing up and down in the background.
I mean, somebody's got to have the kill switch, right? Like, if something starts airing here, Mike can pull it down, take down the pot. Like,
and we've done it.
Right? Yeah. Somebody has to have that.
That's why they might get fined, Ted, because again, we're like 13 seconds. Think about that.
That's a long
time. That is a long time to look at some sweaty ass during the weather.
Not enough for me.
Either way, here's to you. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Rain. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, Rain, you understand how this year game is played?
Sure do.
Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have Bite Me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guys see foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Let's go with the wonderful world of drugs today.
All right, we go to the fine state of Kentucky, where Laurel County Dispatch received a complaint that someone was breaking into vehicles and going onto the front porch of homes and was moving things around. They weren't stealing anything, just rearranging. When Laurel County Sheriff Deputy Sergeant John Inman arrived at the scene, he found the suspect, Richard Biggs, and he found the suspect beside the open door of a black Kia hatchback. When he approached Biggs, he began yelling and causing a disturbance and speaking, quote-unquote, nonsense. Well, the officer directed Biggs to the back of the vehicle for his safety, but once Biggs was back there, he attempted to elbow the cop several times. The two began to struggle with one another for an extended period of time, and with the help of bystanders and several other deputies and the Kentucky State Police, they were finally able to subdue Biggs and place him under arrest. It took 12 minutes. Keep in mind, they started scrapping, and for 12 minutes, bystanders and cops from two other jurisdictions had to show up to calm this guy down. But even when that happened, Biggs wasn't done. While he was in the backseat of the cruiser, he set fire to it. Deputies on the scene learned that Biggs had attempted to break into seven vehicles along the road. They were also they also found a large butcher knife on the driver's side door of the Kia, where Biggs was first encountered. Now, he told deputies that he'd taken a drug, and they had every reason to believe him, because he was losing his mind. Anyway, he was arrested on charges of three counts of third-degree criminal mischief, second-degree criminal mischief, resisting arrest, third-degree assault of a police officer, public intoxication under controlled circumstances, and third-degree arson. With all of that in mind, the question is, what drug was he on? Was it flaca, PCP, bath salts, or crack? So flaca, PCP, bath salts, or crack?
Wow, that's... got a few things going on, but sounds like a party.
Oh, yeah, that's a one-man party right there, brother. Make no mistake. Yeah,
I'm not inviting him over.
What state police again?
Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going bath salts.
And where is it? What town was he near? It's Kentucky.
I don't know the town, but they have Laurel County. Any idea where that is, Mom?
I do not.
All right.
But based on the fact they say Laurel County, I'm assuming it's not going to be near a major city.
Right.
Yeah. And it seems like bath salts would definitely be something that you would go to because it's, like, convenient and inexpensive. But that the fact that, you know, a 12-minute wrestle and all of the havoc that was caused totally sounds like PCP at the same time. So, going to go with gut instinct and say PCP.
Okay, Ted.
Yeah. I'll go PCP as well.
Feels
bath salty, but I don't want to go against my instincts here.
Bath salty. Yeah.
What was this guy on? We're going to find out next. Was it flaca, PCP, bath salts, or crack?
That was a tease. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
DSW.
Drugs is a category on Profile This. Kentucky authorities were called after someone was breaking into vehicles, seven of them, getting on people's porches, rearranging the furniture. He fought with cops and bystanders for 12 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Then he set a cruiser on fire. Question is, what was this guy on? Flocka, PCP, bath salts, or crack?
And that is the very question that we posed to you, Ray. Let's start with the very own Miles Montgomery, the one bath salts.
Oh, I've been doing that for forever.
Look, it's not a bad guess based on this guy's behavior. But, Ray, you agree with E. Ted Smith when you take into consideration everything this guy did, his
violence.
Behavior, the number of people it took to get him subdued. You went PCP.
Oh, no.
Believe it or not, not PCP. That's why I put it in there. Flacca. Which, again,
I don't know
much about Flacca, but it seems like the stories, they're a lot like PCP. People get a little extra strength, and they lose their mind for a while.
Now for all TV news of all time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Yeah, I don't know much about that drug either, but
so
I know
say.
It's the zombie drug.
I would turn it
is
down.
That the I thought bath salts was the zombie drug.
Nah, I just Googled it and it says the zombie drug, Flocka.
Flocka. That's it. That's the whole description. All right.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there. I'm sure it's a derivative of some drug people shouldn't be taking.
You don't say. Huh. I wouldn't have guessed that.
Well, I feel like that's a lot, right? There's weed.
Right.
Which everybody's cool with weed, but then you have synthetic marijuana, which is how a lot of those bath salts start.
Right.
It's like, yeah, that got bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know much about Flocka, but goddamn, I have not heard a good story yet.
So when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame comes out, do you guys watch that ceremony?
I don't.
I watch the highlights afterward.
All right.
You know, I don't mind watching the performances like on YouTube later, but I don't have
HBO.
So that's how that. I do, I just don't watch it.
Oh, it is always on HBO. Right, do you watch any Hall of Fame inductions? I don't.
NFL,
well,
absolutely.
It depends.
Do you?
I do, man. And now that I'm older, at the NFL inductions for the Hall of Fame, like, I grew up watching a lot of these guys for a little later to get there, but, like, I know who these players are. It's no longer historical to me. It's like, yeah, I remember this guy playing.
And the Baseball Hall of Fame is like one or two people, so I'm not even sure that I've even thought about watching that, typically.
I mean, look, I could fathom if there's somebody, like an athlete you were a massive fan of, or if you somehow know an athlete, I get going. But the Hall of Fame stuff, like, I think it's cool if you're there in person. But yeah. I was like, nah, I don't care about this.
You know what I think, man? I think with football, there's so few games compared to other sports. You're very familiar with these people. As Peyton Manning, you know, he gets of course I'm going to watch him. He was a thorn in my side, as it were, in the AFC for years, but you still like the guy. What's his face in the Raiders? Christ, can't think of his name now. Defensive player Woodson.
Oh, Charles Woodson.
Dude, great speed. I don't know. Something about it, to me, it's very cool to listen to these guys talk about their time in the NFL.
Yeah.
Well, but then again, when you have somebody who plays sports, right, you've got their stats, how they stack up, the championships they've got, everything else. With the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I'm not saying that these people did not sell a ton of units and make a lot of money. With the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you have that Rolling Stone music mentality of, this is my opinion, and my opinion is fact.
Right.
I can have an opinion, you know, that I thought the Seahawks were going to win on Sunday night. My opinion was wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's just my opinion. So with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know, obviously, you know, people will bitch about who's not in.
Of course.
Based on popularity and everything else. And I say to myself, like, okay, they're putting in Kraftwerk this year. Now, I'm a music nerd. Mm. I know who Kraftwerk is. Do I believe they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Absolutely not.
But Hall of Fames are basically opinion as well.
They are opinion.
You got Tom Brady and stuff, but there's a lot of guys that get into certain Hall of Fames where you can make a solid argument like they shouldn't be in or should be in.
I think that's fair of all Hall of Fame. My argument, I blew off the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And look, and if you're in there, congratulations. I get it.
You just
want to be there. But for me, they introduced something like Madonna or somebody like that. And I'm like, but she's not rock and roll. To me, it ruined the whole thing. So I know what everyone means. But the thing is, Johnny Bench is not in the NFL Hall of Fame because he did not play football.
Well, they should just call it the Music Hall of Fame.
If they called it the Music Hall of Fame,
they don't.
So just in my mind, when you say, I'm a rock and roll guy, you know, so like anything, you're very defensive of the things you like. Everybody is. So when they put Madonna, whoever the hell it was, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's like, okay, this is a joke. This has nothing to do with rock and roll. It has nothing to do with rock and roll. And that's okay.
But I think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I would think they would get more viewers just because it's music, so there's going to be performance.
Absolutely.
Like, you're not going to roll out an old-time football player.
And Peyton Manning drops back.
Right, all of a sudden, Peyton Manning's like, screw it, line it up. Like, we're playing tonight.
That would have been something.
Right. So they've announced some of the presenters that will be there.
All right.
Ceremony happens on October 30th, which means they film it, then they'll chop it up. So probably
it'll be a month after.
I was going to say it'll be December when you see
it. You've seen all the performances and you want to see.
That's the only two. You'll see everything, but then when they actually put it on, you'll see it that night. And I get it. Some people really like this stuff.
Sure.
I just think a lot of the Hall of Fame stuff's a little
and it apparently overblown. It's very tedious. So if you're there, it's like a 5-hour thing. So between trying to pull all the stuff off stage, get it ready for the next band, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And HBO condenses that to like 2 hours, 2.5 hours?
I think it's like 2 hours.
So if you're there, I mean,
that's
you're
one
like,
experience.
This is 5 hours. You know what I mean? And you've eaten and now.
But you're physically like, there. You know, and there's something different, man. I mean, that's kind of cool.
To watch the performances.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Paul McCartney's going to be there. He's going to induct the Foo Fighters, who I believe are playing a show tonight.
They are. I'm going.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Like you, I did not know they were playing. Somehow, nobody knew they were playing, including myself. My wife, I'm taking a shower one morning. My wife goes, hey, man, do you want to see Foo Fighters? I said, sure, thinking they're playing like in April or something like that. She's like, yeah, they're playing in 2 weeks. Our friends got tickets somehow, so let's go.
Yeah.
I literally had no idea.
Ted, you know, you should know someone who could have got us tickets.
I should?
Yeah, absolutely. You're the connection guy.
All right.
Always lean on you.
For tickets to a show.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can hear my sarcasm.
I hope so. I saw the Foo Fighters once years ago when it was the Kia Arena. That stood
way up. Back in the day.
It was still a fun night, though.
Yeah.
Let's see. Drew Barrymore will be there. She's going to induct, well, I know you like this one, the Go-Go's.
I will accept that.
I think they are the limit of what I accept.
They rock. I'm a fan of the Go-Go's.
I know you are.
The Go-Go's?
I'm a huge fan of
rock
the
and roll.
Rock and roll Hall of Fame. They do not play rock and roll. They're not a bad band. It's not that, man. It's just, this is rock and roll. But they spoiled it like
a set. If you look at how you measure time and meter or whatever the hell you do when you're a musician, Pink Floyd is not a rock band.
No, they're not.
They're not. But they're in. And people say, like, of course they should be in. They're one of the greatest rock bands ever. They're a band. They're not rock. I mean, they had two or three up-tempo songs. But most of it is just kind of
but they were
dreamy
prog rock. And at the time they established it, obviously rock has gotten away from what Pink. If we played Pink Floyd today and you hadn't heard them, people would call the station bitching, right?
Right.
But they're kind of one of those heritage bands, so they let it go. So I get why they're there. They were prog rock, one of the originals. But the Go-Go's, at the time the Go-Go's came out, rock was pretty well established what it was versus new wave or pop, et cetera, et cetera. And they weren't a bad band, but they weren't rock.
Imagine Dragons is more rock than Pink Floyd. People say, like, oh, you guys shouldn't be playing that band. Like, well, it's more rock
than
the
Magic Dragons.
I do too.
It wasn't their fault they got so popular.
Are they rock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here, let me ask you this. Why is there not, is there a music, is there an overall music rock and roll, or is there a music Jesus Hall of Fame?
There should be, but there's not.
Music Jesus Hall of Fame.
I'm the music Jesus. No, there should be, man, because that's what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame,
right? Right, and now I'm just my mind's
but
racing. Real,
like country, but they stay country. You're not gonna be old country, new country, but it's like you don't say, "Well, I can't believe Metallica." Like they're not gonna do that.
Taylor Swift could be inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
She's country. Well, here's an idea for you. What if we had a sports Hall of Fame?
Just in general,
yeah. Right.
So not just sitting there arguing with old dudes at the baseball writers. Then you know what I mean. You'd have to be like, Ken Griffey Jr., why does he deserve to be in more than Peyton Manning to the overall sports hall of fame?
Okay, right.
And be like, I don't know, look at the numbers.
I think it'd be an interesting argument, though.
Right, because it's kind of what we're...
5 a year, right? So you got Peyton Manning, Ken Griffey Jr., and you're going to have both sides duke it out, right?
Because it's kind of like this conversation, like, I get it. They say rock and roll probably should just be music.
Popular music, right.
But also, right, if you were going to have this conversation, like, there'd be a lot of stuff. Because there's certain things in the country world, like... I mean, I don't think I knew a damn George Strait song till this past Christmas. Now I love him.
You could put, I mean, look, if it, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, being that it is the Music Hall of Fame and nothing to do with rock, like Garth Brooks should be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But they won't put him in there.
Absolutely.
Because he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame. But Country Music Hall of Fame
could put in Chris.
Country music.
Technically, put in Chris Gaines.
Technically, if you're going to put in Madonna, then Kenny G deserves a spot.
If you put a Madonna, you can put anyone.
Based on, you know, album sales, popularity, and everything else.
All right. Let's see. Taylor Swift's going to be there to introduce Carole King.
That's an odd combo, but okay.
Well, a singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
I mean, Taylor Swift writes her own music.
Sure.
So from that standpoint, you know, I mean, if she probably listened to a lot of Carole King.
I'm not sure.
If you write your own songs, listen to Carole King.
Well, Angela Bassett will be there to introduce Tina Turner, which I guarantee you will be the two most attractive women in that age demographic.
And that's because she,
both of them.
She portrayed her in the film, right?
She did.
Oh, that's right.
But I'm just saying, to this day, Tina Turner's still a little fetching on the eyes, and so is Angela Bassett. Like, literally the other day, I was looking at something, I was like, who is that? She almost looks like Angela Bassett, and I scrolled down, I was like, it was her.
Getting a groove back, brother.
Legs for days.
I would have helped with that groove. I'll still help with that groove. You need a back? I'm your man.
Even if you need a bag, I'm going to give you more.
I'm not Jamaican. Or have a six-pack. But listen, I'm down to
help
this
group. I got a party ball.
I'll do Woody. Tell me what you want me to do to the groove. Tell me what you do to the groove.
You got a beard. If I move my head fast, it's awesome.
Right? Just, I mean, it's a speed bump. It's a nose. Whatever. Get to town. Speaking of which, 18th season premiere, Bachelor tonight.
Oh, thank God. Oh, my God. The moment we've all been waiting for. Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A man in England is told to trim his bush that's shaped like a giant, huge middle finger. Meanwhile, a Washington TV station apologizes after airing a porn clip showing place the woman would make a stinker. Portuguese authorities seize 5 tons of cocaine, so festival cancels weekend rave. Police chase a stolen Jeep going over 110 miles an hour, featuring a driver that does not shave. An Ozark deputy arrests a man after a foot chase holding on to a Marie Callender delicious chocolate cream pie. Oh, yeah. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, a true top story. A 60-year-old man in the UK has been ordered to trim his bush. He's been threatened with police action if he does not comply with the order to remove his hedge sculpture. It started as a joke toward people sitting at the pub across the street from his home who were making fun of him for trimming his hedges, which he got his vengeance by sculpting a 10-foot-tall middle finger to all those who had a laugh. Mm-hmm. What started as a joke stayed up and kept in on his property, but now people are demanding he remove it as it's an offensive gesture.
Oh, it's fine.
It's across the street from a bar.
Right. And it was meant for the people at the bar because they were goofing on him. So
and they don't care.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, if they don't speak on other people's behalf, if those people don't care.
Right. Exactly. You know what? Maybe build your hedges up on the sides so you don't get to see my hedgy middle finger over
there. Yeah, I think it's funny. So don't worry about it.
In other news, and decently similar news, we may have just covered this. Here we go to lovely Spokane, Washington, where the local weather forecast showed viewers a little more than expected. They had to apologize after several viewers watched as the weather report gave details on the incoming weather system, but were more focused on the screen above her right shoulder, which was showing some good old-fashioned pornography. The clips only lasted about 10 seconds before producers moved to a full screen map of the weather, but the damage was done as multiple calls came in about the video they had just seen.
13. Just say something.
Right. We need to address this. This was not supposed to show up, as you know, because it was porn.
Right. Surprise, surprise. Oops.
Right. And unfortunately,
but they can't see it behind them.
But you still have monitors.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, see, when you're doing weather and you're green screening, they have monitors to make sure they're pointing, you know, at Bellevue when they say cloud cover's coming to Bellevue. So,
and there is some
weather
producer
back there. Weather people do. I guess my question is, do the anchors, or are they just looking at the words they're supposed to say?
Honestly, I think they're just looking at the words that they're supposed to be saying.
Yeah, I think they're just looking at the teleprompter. But you're right. The weather person obviously
They have a TV behind them, so they're not facing the television.
Right.
Yeah.
Miles is watching the video over there just making sure. All right.
Yeah, that's
right,
why
it's
watching.
Like in that little caption behind her. Yeah, somebody sent it in. Right. When it's like, if you're just reading the teleprompter, you wouldn't know. I still think somebody should have been able to cut it.
Somebody should have, right.
But probably the person that could is the one that put it in.
Yeah.
That's what the cops are investigating.
Don't watch porn at work. to the Atlantic, where Portuguese authorities made one hell of a bust. Aided by local naval military, authorities stopped a 79-foot yacht that was out having a nice time in the ocean. Luckily for the authorities, what they found when they boarded the yacht was about 5 tons of cocaine with a value of $232 million. They say they seized about 183 bales of cocaine from the yacht, which is a nice even number that I'm sure all the drug dealers round up to as they're making their shipment.
I understand that drugs are illegal in Portugal. You just can't bring them in.
Right. They are legal.
They are legal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm saying,
but you can't bring them in.
I just don't know how you bring them
right.
in.
Right.
And well, not like that.
Well, and rolling around with 5 tons. Like, that goodness gracious.
Kids, it's hard to tell. It's for personal use.
And again, they seized 183 bales. My eye, there was 200 bales on that yacht.
Oh, like I said, if I'm a cop, the good news is you get less charges.
That's right.
We only found 1 ton of cocaine.
Well, in Portugal and Spain, that's a massive drug smuggling route.
Oh, I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some things are worth fighting for. Authorities in Ozark County stopped a man that they had found had several felony warrants that he was wanted for. Not shockingly, the man didn't want to go quietly and fled the scene on foot before being approached by police. Officers gave chase and did eventually arrest the man, but not before they saw him carrying something odd during the chase. They confirmed that after he was arrested, he was carrying a Marie Callender chocolate pie.
She
makes great pies, man. Yeah. I'm not shocked. I'm taking it with me. Hell yeah.
Sorry, I never went into one of those restaurants.
Do they actually have those restaurants?
They used to.
Yeah. No kidding.
I just haven't seen them in a while.
Oh, Mike, you would have liked to do meatloaf, big portions, stuff
fried
like that.
Chicken pot pies, all the things.
I'd have had a chicken pot pie and then probably an Oreo pie, something like that, man. Oh, yeah. Strange story out of Nebraska. Authorities took after a stolen Jeep that they caught speeding down the freeway at 110 miles an hour. When they finally caught up to the vehicle, they found an 11-year-old in the driver's seat with two 14-year-old passengers. Instead of talking with authorities, they took off again, officers noticing that a handgun was tossed out of the vehicle, which was then recovered and found to be stolen. The chase didn't last long before they stopped again and allowed authorities to approach them, where they found another stolen handgun inside of the vehicle as well. Both the 14-year-olds faced multiple charges and were detained due to Nebraska laws, the 11-year-old does face charges, but was released to his parents.
Yeah, he goes home for timeout.
Exactly. They couldn't hold the kid, so they gave him to his parents, which, yeah, that's going to end well. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
More Men's Room on the way. Join us for the Men's Room Happy Hour coming up next exclusively on the Odyssey app.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we'll be all about this bitch for 90 seconds. So until then, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.